Developing Your Spiritual Senses, written by Joseph Ho, read by Janine Innes. Many Christians long to be in communion with God, yet they have no idea how to seek and communicate with His great presence. Wisdom comes from God, and because of the protocol of God's kingdom, we could not enter into His presence. In the kingdom of God, there are rules and regulations. One of the important rules is that we can only enter into the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. His name is the code word for our entrance into the presence of God. Unless you believe in Him, there shall be no communion with God the Father. Once you follow the rules of engagement with Jesus, God will start to show you the protocol into His presence. I am a man of great practicality, and I would not want to worship a dead God, one who could not speak to me. So I search for a way to speak to God and to find His presence. And if I could not find Him with all of my heart, then He is not a real God. As I began my search some 17 years ago, I devoured every word of the Bible. My mind was fixated on finding a key into His presence. My arduous search led me to this verse. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, the New International Version reads, "This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it." First of all, it is true that I was on the crossroads. Second, where are the ancient paths? I meditated on the meaning of ancient paths, and then God opened my mind to understand that the ancient paths refer to the ancient ways that His people would consult Him. So the answer to my quest was found only in the Old Testament. I searched for how Abraham talks to God, how people of God would inquire of Him, how they prayed, and how they listened to His voice. Then I began to emulate their prayer pattern. God responded to answer me. Thereafter, I found this verse in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 8, the New International Version reads, "You have either heard nor understood, from of old your ears have not been open. Well do I know how treacherous you are. You were called a rebel from birth." Immediately, I realized that God has not opened my eyes to see or my ears to hear. So I prayed fervently for Him to open my eyes and my ears to see and hear. He had disclosed this protocol to me. Without God's permission, no one can hear or see into the spirit realm. He has to open our eyes and our ears before we can discern His presence in the spirit realm. This is the second key into His kingdom. Luke chapter 8, verse 10 in the New International Version reads, "He said, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand." In order to enter into the kingdom of God, your spiritual eyes must be opened and your spiritual ears must hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Else, whatever your carnal mind thinks and eyes see, they will not discern the things which are of God. So they will call good evil, and evil things they call good. What is good in the sight of men are evil in the sight of God, and what is good in the sight of God becomes evil in the sight of men. Because the Spirit wars against the flesh, so the flesh cannot comprehend the ways of the Spirit of God. The only way into the kingdom of God is through spiritual eyes and ears. Many Christians think that just because they have accepted Jesus as their Savior and said the sinner's prayer, that they are automatically qualified to be in the kingdom of God. This is not true. I was baptized in water and accepted Jesus as Savior. Yet for 2 solid years, I could not hear his voice. So I could not see or perceive, nor could I understand what the Bible was talking about. I could understand the English words all right, but they made no sense to me in the Bible. It was hard to apply the teachings of God. I found contradictions and impracticality that plagued my walk with God. After God opened my eyes, then I realized I needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I need proof that I was baptized in the Holy Spirit with all the evidences as mentioned in the Bible. The gift of speaking in tongues, hearing his voice, and all the rest of the proclaimed effects. I care not what the other denominations think. I wanted real evidence, so I welcomed all the signs of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that follows my true entrance into the kingdom of God. And what a great decision I have made at that. I now speak in tongues and hear the voice of God. I also can understand and interpret dreams with discernment of spirits, and I prophesy as well. All things are possible to them that believe. Who are we to limit what God will do for us? For he is the potter, and we are the clay. How arrogant are you, O men, to say God can only do this and that with your infinitely small brain? Please read the book of Job again and get some humility. Quit telling God what he can and cannot do. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, the New International Version reads, He said, Go and tell his people, be ever hearing, but never understanding, be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Matthew chapter 13, verse 14, New International Version reads, In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, You will be ever hearing, but never understanding, you will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 in the New International Version reads, Jesus looked at them and said, With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. After some time, it was given unto me to understand that the Bible logos must be accompanied by the Holy Spirit for it to have an effect in our lives. The sword, which is the word of God, cannot be wielded effectively except by the Holy Spirit of God. This is the kingdom secret into the power of his Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is not in a person, he will not be successful in using the sword of God, for the sword cannot be used without the power of the Holy Spirit. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 37 to 38 in the New International Version says, Who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not decreed it? It is not from the mouth of the Most High that both calamities and good things come. Without the Holy Spirit, pastors, teachers, prophets, apostles, evangelists will never have the power of the Rhema word manifesting its healing miracles when spoken. Quoting scripture will not make it happen without the commitment of the Holy Spirit. Only the word which is sent by God will not return void. Any word sent by men will fall to the ground without any manifestation at all. It is an empty word. Simply, only godly men who sent God's intended word will see fulfillment. Carnal men who sent their own imagination or unseasoned biblical words will not be able to accomplish the deliverance which it was meant to be. Only God's approved words have power to change the situation. God's Rhema word is akin to his imperial edict, and men are only his messenger. So no man can make any personal declaration outside of the will of God. The next key is opened eyes or spiritual eyes. This does not refer to our physical eyes. It sees nothing in the spiritual realm. There are 2 kinds of spiritual eyes, one of which is open vision. The other is closed vision. All seeing eyes begin with closed vision. Closed vision refers to closing our physical eyes and seeing into the darkness like a screen in front of us. We do not imagine the image. We look at it as if a television set waiting whatever forms in the darkness of our closed eyes and viewing the image that forms. Every picture says something about the situation or the event that you have asked. This is not New Age stuff. It is a gift of spiritual sight by God. When you have inquired of the situation in Jesus' name, you should have no fear that the devil will speak to you. This cannot happen. This is another rule in the kingdom of God, that whatever prayers are made in the name of whatever gods, only that God can hear your prayers. That is why we are given the name of Jesus, or Yeshua, to pray to. We need to ask God to open our spiritual eyes and ears, but we also need to practice how to see and hear. Faith must be accompanied by deeds or actions. After you believe, you should have deeds to accompany your faith. If you have faith, you are saved, but have no good deeds, then what use is your conversion? You must go about doing the Father's business, just like Jesus who went about doing good. James chapter 2, verse 20, in the New International Version says, "You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?" God will only anoint you when you are willing to do His work. Anointing someone for his own selfish gain is not part of kingdom values. The kingdom of God is about saving as many people as possible from hell and to go about doing good deeds that glorify the Father in heaven. Spiritual power is meant for spiritual work in the spiritual kingdom of God. If Jesus wanted his disciple to conquer the physical kingdom, then he would have established his worldly kingdom a long time ago. Why didn't he? Because he said explicitly in the book of John. John chapter 18, verse 36, in the New International Version reads, "Jesus said, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, my kingdom is from another place.'" Jesus goes to prepare a place for us to reign with him in a kingdom which is not of this world. So how come he wants you to occupy and to be wealthy on this earth? It made no sense. None of his disciples became a millionaire. All died horrible deaths. Are you any better or more committed than his disciples? I think not. Did Jesus die to make you rich and famous? I think not. How come there are more non-believers who are billionaires? They did not receive Christ. So who blessed them then? Exodus chapter 19, verse 6 in the New International Version reads, "You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, New International Version reads, "And has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, New International Version reads, "You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." The kingdom of God is about spiritual matters and power in the Holy Spirit. It is about transforming into the righteousness of the Spirit of God. It's about pure victory and overcoming demonic bondages of sin. It's about giving up control of our lives to serve God. It's about seeing things into the eyes and ways of God. That is why Jesus taught us to pray, "For thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, New International Version reads, "Treasures in heaven. Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal." How does this verse line up with the prosperity gospel? This is in the words of Jesus Christ himself. Which pastor can preach against the master's own words? Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, New International Version reads, But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew chapter 19, verse 24, New International Version reads, Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter into the kingdom of God. Those who sow spiritual seeds will reap spiritual fruits in the kingdom of God, and therefore treasures in heaven. They shall reap a harvest that is 30, 60, and even 100-fold returns. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, in the New International Version reads, But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. The seed refers to the word of God, which is the spiritual kingdom currency that will yield a harvest in the end times of a crop of souls. Modern preachers have distorted this kingdom secret and led many into a delusion to chase after the lie of wealth. They did not love the truth. They love the world's approval and wealth. Therefore, they also fell into their own lies. These preachers need deliverance themselves. They preached heresy against the word of God. They are wolves in sheep's skins and the weed amongst the wheat. They are false witness, and this is what the Bible has to say about them. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 9, New International Version reads, A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. Matthew chapter 13, verses 25 to 26 in the New International Version reads, But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Matthew chapter 13, verse 30, New International Version reads, Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. So Jesus will not separate the weeds from the wheat until the end of time, which is the harvest time. This is why the weeds are prospering unchecked, and God is using them to test the wheat. The weeds are in the most dangerous of times, as they will not be removed until Judgment Day. So there will be no reason to repent, since they will not know that they are the weeds spoken in the Bible. The weeds are false doctrines and teachings by men who are wolves in sheepskins. They masquerade as wheat. These wolves think they are the true sheep of God, but their understanding of the word of God is all carnality and not spirit-led. They preach their own understanding and version of the kingdom of God. Their feel-good gospel is not the good news of the kingdom of God, but an imagination of their misguided, fabricated myths and fairy tales. For more, visit www.thelionscepter.com. That's www.thelionscepter.com.